This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Because the whole thing is a hoax. Everybody knows it.
So says President Donald Trump as he was embarking for the NATO summit yesterday. The House impeachment report on President Trump will be unveiled today behind closed doors. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Members of the House Intelligence Committee are getting a chance to review the report before it's sent to the Judiciary Committee for Wednesday's landmark hearing. White House Counsel Pat Cipollone, who calls the inquiry baseless and highly partisan, has declined an invitation for the president's counsel to appear at the hearing. Wednesday's hearing is expected to convene legal experts whose testimony, along with the report from the Intelligence Committee, could lay the groundwork for possible articles of impeachment, which the Judiciary Committee is expected to draw up soon. Mike Hemp in Washington.
North Korea issued its latest warning Tuesday that its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer concessions in nuclear talks is approaching. In a statement carried by state media, Ri Tae-song, North Korea's vice minister of foreign affairs, handling U.S. affairs, said it is entirely up to the U.S. what Christmas gift it will select to get. Ri also criticized U.S. efforts to conduct more talks with North Korea, saying such dialogue is only a foolish trick for political purposes. The negotiations have been stalled since February, with North Korea seeking sanctions relief before giving up any of its nuclear capability. Iranian state television on Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what it described as rioters in multiple cities amid recent protests over the spike in government-set gasoline prices. First time that authorities have offered any sort of accounting for the violence they used to put down the demonstrations. Amnesty International believes the unrest and crackdown that followed beginning in mid-November killed at least 208 people. This is VOA News.